Hey there, and welcome to the Voice of Topsfield. This is the podcast where we bring our community closer together by sharing the amazing stories, interviews, and updates about the people, events, and places that make Topsfield so special. We release new episodes every week, so you'll always be in the loop with what's happening around town. You can catch the Voice of Topsfield on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or straight from our website. Thanks for joining us, and let's dive into the heart of our community together.
Hello, welcome to another episode of The Voice of Topsfield. We're joined today by Michelle Mercier-Link, live from 50 Main Street in Topsfield, Massachusetts. Michelle, thank you for coming on the show. How are you today?
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. So my first question is generally always my first question would be, how did you get to Topsfield? But you've been to Topsfield, in Topsfield your whole life. So why don't we start with what you like most about Topsfield?
What's not to like about Topsfield? We have a great community. We have a great location. There's a lot of things that you can do in town. We have beautiful properties that you can walk around and cycle around. And when I was a kid, I used to ride horses through the fields. So it's just a great town to be in and a great community.
So you've had a really interesting journey professionally. And I want to touch on that. I was doing a little bit of research and I saw that you started at working in financial services and now you're working for government. And just kind of wanted to understand, you know, how you started in financial services and like kind of how you transitioned over to working for the local government.
Well, when I graduated college back in the day, you'd flip through the newspaper to find your next role. And my first job was down in Quincy, Mass. And my boss there had left and gone to Fidelity Investments. And I saw him at the Corporate Challenge, which is a 3.5-mile run that happens annually in Boston that all the local corporations are involved in. And I saw him there and he said, do you have any interest in coming to Fidelity? So I spent over 30 years there and was very fortunate that they offered a retirement package a couple of years ago, which I had always had my plan of wanting to retire a little bit early so that I could enjoy life. And not that I didn't enjoy it, but you know, you want to retire and not have to worry about work. So I took advantage of that. And one of the things I did after that was just to get more involved in the community and the town. So the more I got involved, the more interesting it was to me to stay involved and stay involved with the community. And it was a good way. Another thing that I really always wanted to do was give back to the community because they've always given back so much to me. So here I am, you know, not working full time with a few extra hours a week available, and I got more involved in the town. So it's been a learning experience, and I really love it.
What was the first like thing that you got involved in the town?
Well, I mean, it goes back even further than, you know, just more recently in the last few years. There used to be, and it's still existing, a horse park up off of Bear Hill Road. So that was probably one of the first times that I was part of a committee. We established a committee to activate that space, and we used to run horse shows up there. And all of the money that we earned during those horse shows, which was anywhere between $1,000 and $3,000 in a day, we would then donate back out to local charities. So that was probably the first item I would say that I got involved in town as an adult.
That's awesome.
In Topsfield, there's so much recreation available to all of us. So horseback riding is still available. Riding your bike is still available. Running the rail trail, running the streets. I mean, there's just a lot to do here. So if you would like to ride horses, I'm sure we could make it happen. But yes, it doesn't happen as much as it used to when I was a kid. When I was a kid, my mode of transportation was either I walked, I rode a horse, or I rode a bicycle. And it was not uncommon to see us riding through town. So I would love to see that again, but, you know, it's a different time.
It's one of the coolest things about Topsfield, I think, is that it can be quite modern in some ways, but still has so much tradition to it. And you see things like when you're riding around in Willowdale and you pass horses. It's wild. So one of the things that you and I first connected on was bike riding. And I know you're a huge biker. Can you tell me like how big the North Shore is, and specifically Topsfield for biking? What makes Topsfield so great for them?
The cycling community in and around Topsfield is, it's a large community of folks that pass through Topsfield. At any given day, you can sit up from Zumiez and there'll be many, many cyclists going by, especially on the weekend, and or stopping by next door at Zumiez to get their coffee or any of the other places in town. I think Topsfield just offers such a great location, and it's a central hub to being able to go out around the North Shore and get some cycling in on what I would say relatively safe roads. You know, you always have to worry about distracted drivers, but for the most part, I feel pretty safe out there. And it's beautiful to ride around town.
Does Topsfield or like the Tri-Town, do they have any programs or anything like that for people who want to get involved in biking?
There sure is. So last year, again, these are all things that, you know, as I have a little bit more time, I can explore them a little bit more. But there's North Shore Cyclists. So my husband, Doug, and I joined that group last year. Very minimal membership for a lot of coordinated activities that they using the words I want, that they coordinate. So a lot of activities that they coordinate. There's a lot of rides that start out at Topsfield because, like I said earlier, it's such a hub for being able to get out on the bike and head anywhere on the North Shore and be able to ride around town in some beautiful views and some great roads. And we always like to say any newly paved road we'd like to ride on. So there's a lot of newly paved roads around the North Shore. So it's a great location for us. And North Shore Cyclists, they do a wonderful job of just building another community on top of another community of a town.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's, you know, some of the other stuff that's really cool too is you think of, you know, a town like Topsfield that now has things like, you know, programs for kids like the Little Rippers. And so it's giving kids more opportunity to do things around biking. And I think that's fantastic. Changing gears, what are some of the things that, like, say someone's moving into Topsfield, you know, and they've never been here before. What are some of the things that they have to say that, you know, you've been here for
Couple of years.
a time? What are some of the things that you're like, hey, these are the type of things that you want to see, these things you want to get involved in, things like that?
I would say I would break it into a few things. One is like as far as like recreational activities, the rail trail. We're very fortunate to have the rail trail. It's in wonderful condition, a great community that takes care of and monitors the condition of that trail, and you can take it for several miles and get yourself to the next town. I would also say, you know, you can't miss doing the River Road Merritt Farm loop, that walk. It's just gorgeous. We're very fortunate to have the Audubon Society, which I believe has several thousand acres between Topsfield, Hamilton, and Wenham that you can access off of Perkins Row and Bradley Palmer. So we have a lot of great recreational places that you can go any day of the week and enjoy and sit in peace and quiet or be around community and activate the community. So, you know, the bike shop that we have in town today used to be in a different location. We've always had a bike shop in town that I can remember. And I remember eyeing my first 10 speed that I wanted. It was this tangerine colored 10 speed. And I would go in all the time and just look at the price tag and say, I can't buy this. Because I was young. Didn't have my license, so under the age of 16 and a half. And then my sister bought me a bicycle. She bought me a 10 speed. Now, it wasn't the orange one. She got me a blue, which was fine. So that was really my first, I'll say, road bike, was this blue Rally that my sister bought me. And that got me everywhere. We would ride all around town. We would be brave enough. We'd get brave enough and we'd ride to the Liberty Tree Mall in Danvers. Again, all of this before we were 16. And then I took kind of a break from cycling and I went on to horseback riding. And then got back into cycling. And as an adult, you have a little bit more money to spend. So I was able to buy, you know, a little bit better bicycle and join a gym that helped me prepare for doing a triathlon. And, you know, I used to do CrossFit. I did that for about 10 years. And there was a friend that I had, and one of my friends at CrossFit said, "Hey, I'm doing a triathlon." This was probably back 12 years ago. And she said, "Would you like to do that with me?" And I'd been riding my bike, you know, maybe 7 or 10 miles. I thought, well, that's a big deal. I said, "Sure, I'll do the triathlon with you." And then from then on, it was history. So the year after that, I did an Olympic, then I moved on to the half, and then of course I had to try the full. It was a lot of fun. I would not have considered myself an athlete growing up. I mean, I did a lot of things, you know, around town and riding horses, but I had no real organized sport experience. But getting into triathlon and joining that community was a great, great experience.
And how often are you cycling now?
Cycle at least 3 to 4 days a week. I would like it to be more.
But like miles.
I'm not as much as I used to. A little, probably 20, 25, 30 miles in a ride.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's 100 miles a week. That's a lot.
When you compare it back to what I did for a half or a full Ironman, it's not as much, but it's a good workout.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's such a great way to see Topsfield and the countryside and everything, kind of the beauty we have to offer here. Anything else like from a cycling standpoint, maybe people who want to get involved in cycling or maybe haven't been on the bike in a long time, like what would your recommendation be?
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier about getting kids more involved in cycling. You know, I feel like your first bicycle as a kid is your freedom, right? I really would love to see more kids learn how to ride a bike and really be able to use it as their way of transportation around town. We should have safe enough streets and it should be an option for kids. And I can't imagine growing up and not knowing how to ride a bike, which thankfully that's where you come in now because you're teaching kids how to ride bikes. But that I can still distinctly remember my dad teaching me how to ride a bicycle in the parking lot of St. Rose Church and the training wheels, and it starts somewhere and you never know where it's going to take you. And I like I said, I feel like cycling is kind of like that freedom as a kid. You know, I can ride my bike to Hood's Pond. I don't have to ask somebody for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
So on that, thank you for what you're doing with the kids to teach them how to ride bikes, because I think it's so very important.
Yeah. I think the confidence that learning how to bike, that when you learn how to bike when you're a kid, it's huge. I think the confidence that you get from independence that you are getting now by being able to go out on your own and explore things and not a scheduled way. You know, you're just out there seeing and experiencing things on your own time and own pace. I think that's incredible. And I think it's been lost a little bit in the last 10, 15 years. So I'm excited to see it. I think there's so many good things at Topsfield now when it comes to biking and so many other things. And I'm really excited to learn more about them. I guess horses are going to have to be there. 51 years old and I've never been on one.
We'll get you on a horse. And just going back to what you were saying about the cycling and so much to do in town, I failed to mention that it's not just road cycling. So we just recently purchased a couple years ago gravel bikes, which really gives you a great option for on or off road. It makes it a little bit easier on the rail trail as well. And then also there's lots of trails over at Bradley Palmer and Willowdale, and you know, it's a whole other option for cycling. So and you get off the roads, which is really nice as well.
Yeah, of course, like gravel bikes offer this multi-dimensional biking experience where you can ride from your home on roads and then instantly slip off into some more serious fire roads or fire trails and kind of experience it all with the same bike.
Exactly.
It's amazing. So one of the last questions I always ask is, well, I guess an episode, two episodes. So this is the second time I'm asking this, is what is your favorite memory? Like your favorite memory of Topsfield and you're in it. Just something that you're like, I'm just so glad I'm here.
There are so many. This is why I'm pausing, because there isn't one that I think I could mention.
Give it a shot.
I'm going to give it a shot. I may end up giving you more than one.
All right, let's do it.
So let's start with this. When I was I got into horses because my sister used to ride, and down on Grove Street, which still exists, is the Walsh's farm. And I was one of those kids that when I woke up on Christmas morning, there was a ball of string on the fireplace mantel, and my dad said, "Follow it." And I followed outside to the backyard. In the barn was a new pony that we got from Walsh's. So talking about community, I mean, things change over the years, but there used to be such a huge horse community in town and centrally located right in town. And it was just, it's such a good memory for me to know that, you know, so how involved I was in horses and in that community. And, you know, as a little girl, that's what you think about is when you see horses, you think, oh, I want a horse. And I was very fortunate to be able to have one. Another one, jeez, I know I can pause now and you won't pull us in here. Take it a minute here.
Can I give you a hand?
You can, yeah.
Where you've been a part of seeing this community help somebody out. That's an idea. You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Like coming together.
Yes, yeah, see, that's a hard one too, which is terrible. I'm sure these are the things I can think of, but I do have another one. All right. The other example I would give is, like I noted earlier, when I retired from work, I was more involved in the town and attending meetings and attending more of the social activities that happened in town. And it was always amazing, which is not something that I realized. You know, as you go through work, you're so busy with work, getting yourself back and forth to work, that when I took the time to step back, what it really takes to run a town, and it really does take a village. There is a significant amount of volunteers that are part of committees and boards, et cetera, that keep this town running. And we're so fortunate to have all of those folks that are willing to give their time. So we're talking about coming together, it's all the people that come together to make Topsfield what it is, which is an awesome community on the North Shore, super close to the ocean, the mountains. We have so much within reach, and we have so much within town that makes this town, like I said earlier, so special for all of us. I'm sure I answered your question all the way.
No, that was unbelievable, actually. I had to step back and feel that for a second.
Because it's true, right?
Yeah,
it's so true.
It is true.
That's why I haven't left town. I have no reason to leave town.
When my wife and I decided that we're going to move our kids here, we have three kids, they're very young, it's during COVID, and we really had to decide, like, this is a big part of who they're going to be is the community there. They were in. We were in Brookline, and we were fortunate to be part of a great community. But, you know, you're stepping off into the unknown and you're taking three kids' futures with you. It's nerve-wracking. And to have such a great experience here, my kids loving it. There's so many things to do with things like Girls on the Run for one of my daughters and, you know, all the biking I do with one and then the creative co-op and, like, all these things. I all hit buttons with my daughters, things that they love, and it's very cool, very awesome to see it all in one place. Any final thoughts?
I hearing you tell your story, I always love it when somebody finds Topsfield and moves to the town, because everything that I talk about that Topsfield has, all of the recreational activities, the community, the proximity to other places on the North Shore. I love to hear when someone moves into town and they find everything that I've been able to experience my entire life. You know, I always wish that people can experience. When you find something that you like, you always want someone to try to experience that too, to see if it's something they would like as well. So here you are in town, enjoying the town just as much as I do as well, which, you know, it's kind of like that you want to share the good, and Topsfield is the good, and we're sharing with, you know, whoever wants to move into town. Yeah, so I love to hear that you like the town, you love the town for what it has and who it has and the community.
For sure. I think the other thing that I hadn't really ever thought about until this conversation was how Topsfield has something for everyone kind of no matter where they are in life as well, age-wise. You know, like, there's something for everyone. I think that's incredible.
That's a good way of putting it, because you're right. There is something for everyone.
Michelle, we'd like to thank you so much for being on this episode. And before we let you go, though, just to see if there's anything coming up, any events, anything like that you want to highlight before we go.
So other than the fair, which starts October 4th, which I can't wait for, we do have the grand opening of the Pocket Park, or the new park coming in downtown. That's slated for next week. Look for more details on that on the town website. The park looks great so far. They're just wrapping up the final details. And I really look forward to the opening of the park and that being another place for the community to gather.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time on The Voice of Topsfield. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap for this episode of The Voice of Topsfield. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this week's conversation. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, Pandora, and all your favorite listening platforms. We release a new episode every Friday, so stay tuned for more local news, events, and stories. Until next time, this is Topsfield.